The fate of the Russia investigation remains in doubt after a man who'd previously criticised the probe was appointed to oversee it. The US Acting Attorney General, Matthew Whitaker, assumed authority over the investigation yesterday after Donald Trump sacked the incumbent, Jeff Sessions. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports from Washington.
As Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein headed to work this morning, he ignored questions from the press pack camped outside his house.
Your thoughts on the Acting Attorney General, sir? Are you worried about the future of the Special Counsel investigation, sir?
Until yesterday, Mr. Rosenstein was in charge of overseeing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. That task now falls to Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who was assigned the role after Jeff Sessions was forced to resign yesterday. Mr. Whitaker has previously criticised the investigation, suggesting its funding could be cut and its scope limited. Democrats say those are grounds for him to step aside. White House adviser Kellyanne Conway says that's not necessary.
You're asking me if he's recused from it. Why would he? I'm asking why would he be recused? Because CNN keeps playing a clip of what he said as a private citizen. You want him to be recused? I mean, I see the commentary on your cable station, but that doesn't really rise to the level of.
She refused to divulge what discussions the president and Mr. Whitaker have had over the probe.
Has the president instructed him to limit the investigation?
No, the president hasn't instructed him to do anything other than be the acting attorney general.
Mr. Mueller is reportedly writing his final report after an 18-month-long investigation into possible obstruction of justice and collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. In his new role, Mr. Whitaker has the power to limit how much of the report is made public. Democrats, who will soon hold a majority in the House of Representatives after this week's midterm elections, are calling on Congress to act to protect the integrity of the investigation. Meanwhile, the White House has seized on CNN exit polls from the midterms that suggest public support for the probe is waning. Kellyanne Conway again.
And I would take note of the new data that was released by a media outlet 2 days ago, saying that 42% of Americans disapprove of the way it's being handled, the Mueller investigation being handled. 42% approve, 46% disapprove. And in a separate question, 41% say they think the investigation is justified, 54% is politically motivated.
A closer look at that poll shows stark divisions along partisan lines, with 97% of Democrats approving of Mr. Mueller's handling of the investigation, while 71% of Republicans disapprove. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.